Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Back with you on Sports Talk Mississippi. Thanks for being with us on this Wednesday afternoon. 30 days from opening day of the college baseball season. Mississippi State head coach Chris Lemonis joins us on the Farm Bureau guest line. Check out favorites.com and go with the home team, Mississippi Farm Bureau. The last text, Coach, that we got on the C Spire text line was from Donald in Oxford, who is a Mississippi State fan. He says, college baseball today? Lemonis, now you're talking my language. Folks are excited. And we had a little snow on the ground last week, so that means it's baseball season.
Yeah, the very first days, guys kind of start getting back into town, it snows. That's how you know it's baseball season. So I didn't know we had many fans over there in Oxford. That's good to hear.
There are a few. There are a few.
There's a few, probably. So
yeah,
we give the Rebels in Starkville a hard time. I'll tell you that. So I know it can't be easy living over there. So
yeah. How was the off season? I guess both for you individually, like a little bit of time to recharge, but then also trying to rebuild a roster, be active in the transfer portal, go through fall ball, just all the stuff.
Yeah, it feels like there's less and less of off season anymore. You know, probably the last month, we've had a little bit of off season, but man, you stop and you go straight to portal, then you go to high school recruiting, fall ball, and then, all the visits now that you have to do in the fall. It's a busy time, but it's been good. Man, we were able to reload here and bring in the class you bring in now is, so diverse because you got your high school kids, we have a really good JUCO class. And then we have a really good portal class. So there's a blend of, just all different type of recruits showing up.
Last season, when you finally got some downtime, or maybe when you were traveling to do the transfer portal stuff and the high school recruiting stuff, and you kind of thought back on the year, what stands out for you? How important was last season and getting back to the postseason and being competitive once you got there, just kind of in terms of the big picture?
It was huge. I think back to the grit of the team, because we'd had the tough seasons and we started tough. Man, our first probably 10 days weren't good. And there was a lot on the program at that point. And that group made a conscious effort to come out and play hard every day. And we got better. I told our coaches, man, we've had some really, really big years here. And I think from a coaching side, probably, put as much into those kids as we ever had because, we had to, but man, they responded. And it was a tough finish, there in Charlottesville, but, it was a gritty effort, man. Every game that we played down that stretch from the SEC tourney, in that second half of the season, we were one of the better teams in the country.
Yeah. We didn't talk about it with you a whole lot. I mean, it was discussed some, there was very real pressure on that team a year ago. I think there was very real pressure on you. In some ways, does it feel like that there's a weight that has been lifted off your shoulders and you don't have to talk about consecutive years not making the postseason and now it's just back to focusing on baseball and getting better and winning games?
There's a little bit of that, but the reality is, any of these jobs in this league and any of these players in this league, it's pressure packed. And that's what you get. There's no off years. Yeah, it did feel good to put a good season behind us because I think it was important for the kids in the program that, play good baseball, be in Hoover, be in a postseason, be in a regional. I think those things getting taken off the team, it makes us set up for another step this year. Even though the team's very different, the dynamic, but we go into Hoover last year with, man, Dakota Jordan, he's never been there, So that was important that those guys get to feel that and be a part of that. And for us too, there was validation in putting together a really good year and just try to be better this year, be on top of it.
Chris, there's so much conversation right now in college athletics about the transfer portal, and you hear numbers thrown around all the time. And obviously baseball is different than football. It's different than basketball. But some of the numbers that you hear that teams have spent in the offseason are mind-blowing, just staggering. I'm not asking for any specific numbers or specific players or anything, but as you went through the portal process this past season, was it different than it had been? Did it get significantly more expensive? What was that like?
Yeah, I think it's hard. Yeah, it's getting more expensive every year, that's for sure. We're not probably one of the bigger, NIL players you got out there. So, we're always, you know, a little bit of a money ball approach, trying to, and we do have good NIL here, but not as much as some, but you're trying to make the best decisions, you know, and trying to find the guys that just best fit you. And sometimes, you know, we got a lot of heat. We only signed two pitchers the year before. You know, Cal Steven didn't light everybody up coming out of the portal until, you know, his first team all SEC at the end of the year. We just felt like that was the best piece for us, you know, and he fit who we are. And so, yeah, there's a, that dynamic is crazy. What's happening in football is absurd right now. So, and I think, you know, I'm just hoping it, you know, our sport hasn't gone to the length of everybody else, and who knows what it's going to look like as we get, you know, moving forward, real revenue share and all that type of stuff. But it's uncharted waters, that's for sure, with all of us. And it's changing. You know, it just has, every year it's like changed. So you're trying to stay ahead of the curve.
I've lost track of dates on some of the legislation that's out there. In terms of the new roster limits that are going into effect, that will, we think that's going to go into place next year. Is that right?
Yes, next. We're not even sure of everything with that, but I think by the time we get to December 1st, you have to be down to 34 players, which is really
a challenge.
That's one of the rules that sucks. Yeah, sucks. So excuse my language, but it's just hard to have enough to practice and everything else. And I'm not about cutting kids and everything else, but you have to have enough to, I mean, in our sport, you need 20 pitchers. So if you're at 34, it gives you 14 position players. It's hard to even scrimmage. That's if everybody's healthy. And there's not another sport in the NCAA that can't scrimmage. I mean, we're talking about in some sports, they have the third team, the fourth team, and in ours gets just, you know, cut all the way down, which, you know, we fought the dynamic in college athletic for years. It's the same thing we've had with scholarships. You know, it's made it a big, you know, made it tough.
I feel like you should get Ron Polk to start a letter writing campaign for this issue. He's taking a few of those.
Believe me, when he, that guy, this, my chair has fought that for years. I'm almost, you know, he's still into it, so he's on top of it. But it's you know what's really frustrating when you're at a place like ours or some of the places in our state that, I'm not going to say we're the biggest, you know, but man, we bring crowds. And people invest in this. Like, I came from other places that didn't have that, and I understood the dynamics financially. But when you are at a place like this and you see all that comes into it and you know, you're treated, you know, sometimes just not the right way, I get why Coach Polk was pissed all those years, more than most people, you know.
Sure. Returning players, new players, talk to me just a little bit about the mix that you're seeing, and not like what's an opening day lineup, but some guys that you expect big things from.
Well, you know, one of the big keys for us in the summer is we got Hunter Hines back.
Yeah.
You know, it was probably around the seventh or eighth round, just told everybody I'm going back to school. Pico had numerous calls, like third round, to go. We got him back. And then, man, one of the ones that really fell on us was Carson Ligon, who was the, you know, two-year Friday-Saturday starter at Miami on a postseason host team, and went out the summer in the Cape and hit 100 in the Cape and just had a really good summer. We got him back. So those are three pieces that we're really excited to have back. And then we had the handful of hurt guys. You know, four of the bigger hurt guys for us was Ross Highfield, who has a chance to be one of the better catchers in the country, started a bunch for us as a freshman. Dylan Cupp started every game at shortstop for the first 16 games and blew his knee out against LSU. And luckily, David Mershon has a great year behind him, but he's back, and he was a Team USA performer. Stone Simmons, he's working his way back. He's been out for 2 years, but it's been really good this fall and good in the spring training. And then we have a kid, Makai Grant, that missed last year, who in the fall was 97, 98 with a really good breaking ball. And, you know, we feel like he could be a big help. And then, man, the portal guys, some of the returners of, you know.
You got some good names
Bryce
in the
Chance
portal.
Back. What's that?
You got some good names in the portal, too. I mean, Ace, that's a pretty good baseball name.
Yeah, Ace Reese had a really good fall. He played really well, got a chance to be, got to still work, you know, got to get better defensively at third base. Nolan Stevens is a kid for us who had a pretty good freshman year, but had a really good summer, just went out as an offensive player and came back and was an all-star in his league. So we have, like I said, we have some nice pieces, but you'll like some of our, you know, we got Noah Sullivan, who's the best two-way guy in the country out of the portal.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll probably love, he looks like a good beer league softball player, but he can really play. You know, he's one of my favorites, but he's just a ball player. He's a dude, you know, and then Jacob Pruitt was another big addition out of the portal. He was an arm for us, and I think our fans will, you know, big beard and bifocals and everything else. So he'll be a fun guy to watch, but very talented too. So we have a good group. We have a nice blend, and I think I got, you know, but right now you feel like you have a nice group of depth too. You know, we got to find out who a couple of our stars are and our Friday night and the Saturday guy are. But we had to find that out last. We didn't know Cal Steven was out this time last year. So that's hopefully right. Somebody emerges and takes those roles and run with them.
Last thing for you. We'll talk about the schedule down the line. Mississippi State baseball is going to sound a little bit different on the radio this year. Jim Ellis announcing his retirement. I know that is someone that you built an incredible relationship with and have a lot of respect for. We've only got 30 seconds left, but just a thought from you on Jim stepping down and what he's meant.
Yeah, it'll be different. You know, it'll be different. When my first game I ever came to, I looked up and everybody had headphones on. I didn't know what was going on. And they said everybody listens to Jim during the game. It's good they don't hear me cussing, but, I mean, what a legend. I mean, and we really are going to miss him. He'll still be around. He's a close friend, but even, you know, our players are so in. We're doing an alumni weekend, the second weekend of the year, you know, Jim Ellis alumni weekend, because he is so tied to our alumni. I mean, how many guys did he call for? But, you know, once they were done, he kept a relationship. He's just so invested in these guys. So we'll miss him, but he'll be here. You know, him and Jamie will be out. I'm sure they'll be out.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.